Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Ha-ha, there we are. Woo! Okay, welcome to the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program. We are live in the studio today, and our hearts are beating because we didn't know where that was coming from. So if there was a pause on there, my apologies to you. Welcome to the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program. We are here every Sunday at 2:30, and we are live today. Oh, don't put your head down. Don't worry about it. As we say, happens. So, oh well. We're going to start today's program with, comes from a new CD from Svidnik, from Folklorní Kolektiv Makovica. This is Narodilsya Isus Christos, Christ is born. So this is a new one for you, just hot off the CD press. Go ahead, start her up.
Narodilsya Isus Christos vo Vifleyemi. Oznámila jasná zvízda pusy zelení. Proto raduj mesia, no veseľ mesia, mosia Isus narodil. Proto raduj mesia, no veseľ mesia, mosia Isus narodil. A vín ležel na solomi, jak nevyňatko. Isus Christos, spasiteľ náš, malé dieťatko. Angelom mu zpívajú, pastore dar dajú, jahňatko i kozňatko. Angelom mu zpívajú, pastore dar dajú, jahňatko i kozňatko. A to maloj, što ti dáme, novorodčenej, od pastoria i od caria obdarovanej. A my daro nemajem, dáme ti zašpívajem,
radujte sa, veselte sa, Vifleemsko čase. Požehnal nám Pán Bih nového juhasa. Poďme žemo do Vifleema jeho privítati, žebo sme mu mohli našto darovati.
Narodil sa spasiteľ, spasiteľ, o Vifleemi. Maria ho zrodila.
Even though the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program is fully sponsored by the CRS, and we do have great sponsors like the Greek Catholic Union, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you like the Russian music and the news and all the other good things that we're doing here for the last 8 or 9 years, well, please let me know about it. We need your financial support. Next week and the week after, we will have some special Christmas broadcasts sponsored by Tom Brenzovich, as well as Linda Cortina, but we're still looking for a sponsor for the 6th of January. That's the day before Christmas, when all the Orthodox faithful will be having their Sviaty Vechor. So what a better way to get your Sviaty Vechor on than listening to the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program. If you are interested in donating for that program, or just want to send me some Christmas cheer monetarily, not the other way, please give me a call. Dean Paloka, 412-877-9600. 9351. Next, we're going to go to Lemkovina, and this is Hudatska Taistra with Bodai Siakohod Znudil, or oh, that darn chicken woke, or that darn rooster woke me up in the morning. Well, I was incorrect. This is from Zakarpattia, from right around Uzhhorod, Hudatska Taistra. We have Hudatsi, who's a little later from Lemkovina. Our next message comes from our friend Mark Jesko in Maryland. Mikhail Sliuka, a seminarian at the Theodore Romja Seminary in Uzhhorod, was blinded this summer in a freak chemical accident from lye burns. From what I understand, he was putting up plaster and somehow it splashed into his eyes and he is now blind. Efforts are underway to obtain a visa to bring him to the United States for evaluation and potential treatment. Some of his medical care may be provided to him at reduced cost, but a considerable need remains for his travel to and from the United States. They would like to join their sister parishes in Annandale and Harrisburg in raising funds to contribute to the cause. If you are interested in making a contribution to Mikhail Sliuka, please make your check payable to Patronage Catholic Church. Send all those donations to Patronage Mother of God Byzantine Catholic Church, 1260 Stevens, Stevems Avenue, Arbutus, Arbutus, Maryland, 21227. If you're interested in more information, please call Mark Jesko. Again, this is about a seminarian who's blinded. We're trying to get him here to get some medical treatment. Call Mark Jesko at area code 410-852-2249. Again, that's Mark, 410-852-2249. Next, we go to Hungary, and let me see if I can pronounce this village, Felsőzsolca. It's near Miskolc, and they had a couple years ago a Russian evening, so this is Červená rúzsa, sung in Russian, and a couple verses even in Hungarian, which sounds kind of strange to me, always knowing it in either Russian or Slovak, but let's give it a listen.
Yeah.
was the Russian / Hungarian version of Červená rúža. This week, we celebrate, not just Catholics, some Catholics and Orthodox, the Feast of St. Nicholas. Also around this time, we celebrate and we commemorate the miracle of St. Nicholas in Jacobs Creek in Pennsylvania. And this next story comes from the St. Nicholas Center website, stnicholascenter.org. December 19th, the Feast of St. Nicholas of Myra, according to the Julian calendar, marks the anniversary of the Darmine disaster and the miracle of St. Nicholas in Jacobs Creek, Pennsylvania. This was Pennsylvania's worst mining disaster and one of the worst in the United States. When the Darmine exploded, 239 men and boys lost their lives. Only two escaped. That day, Carpatha Russian miners gave up a day's wage to attend Divine Liturgy, as December 19th is the feast day of St. Nicholas, the Russian patron saint. During the service, they heard a terrible rumbling and the ground shook as gas and dust exploded in the mine. Recognizing disaster, everyone rushed to help rescue any survivors. However, only two men working near the mine entrance were still alive. The poisonous gas, called afterdamp, killed many who survived the explosion itself. Most of the victims were Hungarian and Italian immigrants. 71 Hungarians are buried in a mass grave in Olive Cemetery. Many newspapers, including the New York Times, reported the miraculous events. One Pittsburgh newspaper stated, "Religious fervor is due to sweep through the Youghiogheny Valley as never before as a consequence of the Dar disaster. Today was a holiday of the Greek Catholic Church, and as such, it was observed by many men who usually work in the Dar mines. Usually about 400 men toil within the mine. On account of the religious holiday, it was the Feast of St. Nicholas, this number was clearly cut in half, and these, almost 200 men, who were saved by religious devotion, will certainly be more devout than ever after the extent of the mine's horror is fully realized. The men observing the feast were spared. It is estimated that St. Nicholas prevented the loss of 200 to 300 men and boys, some as young as 10. Had they been in the mine, another 1,000 women and children would have been widowed or orphaned. They would have faced financial ruin, as there was little or no assistance from the coal companies nor government agencies. After the Dar mine reopened in 1910, Carpatha Russians on both sides of the Youghiogheny River built churches dedicated to St. Nicholas in gratitude for his miraculous protection. The area had previously been served by priests from St. Stephen's in Lysenring. St. Nicholas Orthodox Church was established in Jacobs Creek and on the other side of the river, St. Nicholas Byzantine Catholic Church in Periopolis. The Dar mine did have entrances on both sides of the river. So we play Ok Tok Ton Nikolaya Lubi, and this is sung by the St. George American Carpatha Russian Orthodox singers from St. George in Taylor, Pennsylvania.
Just for my heart, it will lie. Top of stay strong in time.
I'm a 20-year-old pharmacy major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family-oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get-together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life. GCU.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits, such as life insurance and annuities, that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll free at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that's the Greek Catholic Union, 1-800-722-4428. Oh, go ahead and play that. Well, let's get that going. You heard some bass beat in the background. We're going to go to Zakarpattia. This is 1975. This is kind of like WKRP with Venus Flytrap and Johnny Fiva. Call me Dr. Dean Fiva. No, don't call me that, please. This is some Soviet funk from the 1970s from a movie called Chervena Ruta from a famous Russian singer, Sofia Rotan, I think her name was. So this is some Soviet funk and soul. Done to Oi Marichko Chicheri. We pull this one out every once in a while, so let's enjoy. Let's all get our candles out, burn some incense, and enjoy Oi Marichko Chicheri.
Чичери, 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 розчиши ми кучері, 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 розчиши ми кучері, кучері, кучері.
Як би тобі чесала, 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 якби мамка не знала, не знала, не знала, якби мамка не знала, не знала, не знала, мамка буде дивити, дивити. Якся буду ганьбити, 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 якся буду ганьбити, ганьбити, ганьбити. Ой, Марічко, люблю тя, люблю тя, люблю тя, зариш мені когуття, 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 зариш мені когуття, когуття, когуття.
My, the room is still spinning, man. The lava lamp. Dan, turn the lights back on. Oh, sorry. The lights are on here. Wow, that was some interesting stuff from the 70s. Some of that funk. Pull out your platform shoes and do some dancing. But you can't really do a chadadash to that, though. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Well, consider giving that Russian somebody a membership to the Carpatho Russian Society. There's just four steps. Download the CRS 2012 Christmas Gift Membership Application by going to c-rs.org and look for Christmas Application. Once you fill out that application, make your check payable to the Carpatho Russian Society and mail it to CRS, care of Rich Lechuk, 137 Cooper Road, Hummelstown, Pennsylvania, 17. 1-800-236-0036. If you don't have access to a computer, please give us a call at 412-567-3077 with your contact information and a time to get a hold of you, and we can take your new members and your credit card information over the phone and charge your gift to your credit card. Please note to ensure your gift membership is acknowledged before Christmas 2012, and I heard from Tom, he said yes, both Catholic and Orthodox Christmas, so you got to get it soon. Submit your gift membership. Christmas for Catholics is next week. For Orthodox, a couple weeks after that. So get it in. So once again, call us, 412-567-3077 for the 2012 Christmas gift membership application. Okay, now we're going to go to Lemkovina, and this is Hudatsi with Ticha Voda. Our last announcement for the day comes from St. John's Orthodox Church in Ambridge. Pidolhe Halushka and holiday baked goods will be available from St. John's Orthodox Church this Saturday, the 22nd of December. Available through the church's sale are pidolhe stuffed with potatoes and cheese or with sauerkraut for $7 a dozen. Dumpling halushka are available for $7 a quart. Also available are nut, apricot, poppy seed, and pumpkin rolls, and a wide variety of cookies. The sale again will be held on Saturday, the 22nd of December from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. at the church's parish center located at 5th Street and Elm Road in Ambridge. Foods will be available on a walk-in, first-come, first-served basis. So for more information on St. John Orthodox Church's holiday bake sale, please call 412-749-0675. Once again, that is Saturday, December 22nd, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m., St. John Orthodox Church in Ambridge. For more information, 412-749-0675. And we finish out today's show with Shadi Shan, some selections of Russian extraction from their new CD. We'll see you all next week for the first of three special broadcasts. Next week's is sponsored by our good friend Tom Brenzovich of Spiro, Oklahoma. We'll see you all next week. Take care. Trimajtesya krasny tyzden shchastlivo.
once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Poloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, барсердечно вам дякуємо, що се слухали нашу реалацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любил наш несний програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!